Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about GMO feeds for our livestock. They're safe. Back on that in just a moment.
It can strike without warning. It stalks closer, invisible to the eye, silent, but for the sickly sounds of its victims. It's BRD. And it's coming for your calves. With inventories low and prices high, times are changing for the cattle industry. Now more than ever, the consequences of BRD could be truly terrifying. But Baytril 100 Enrofloxacin Injectable can help fight this scary disease. The only Enrofloxacin FDA approved for single-dose treatment and for BRD control in high-risk cattle, Baytril 100 can help turn BRD from predator to prey. BRD shouldn't make a horror story out of your herd. Reach for the brand you've trusted, Baytril 100. Contact your veterinarian or visit Baytril100.com for a product label. Veterinary prescription only. Extra label use in food-producing animals is prohibited. A 28-day withdrawal in cattle is required.
A study called The Prevalence and Impacts of Genetically Engineered Feedstuffs on Livestock Populations has been put together by animal scientist Dr. Allison Van Inenam from the University of California, Davis. She basically studied livestock feeding all the way from the early 1980s to 2010, years and years of data of non-GMO feed, and then as it was introduced in 1996, and then especially from 2000 on, more and more of the livestock feed available to our animals, genetically modified crops. She says there's no difference as far as the body of work that shows a GM feed study in the years since 2000 and the feed that was fed to livestock before 2000 that was largely non-GMO. She says no difference. And the thing is, coming up in the years to come, an impact on livestock producers could be some of these international problems we've got in getting countries to approve new GM products that are in the pipeline, a lot of them that could be very beneficial for livestock. In other words, improvement in the quality of livestock feed available to our animals.
Not all approvals are going through in different countries at the same time. And so when you have very large exporting countries approving crops for cultivation for the importing countries have approved them for import, then you have a trade problem. And this is likely to get exacerbated as more of these crops come online. And there's quite a large number of genetically engineered crops in the development pipeline that are actually optimized for animal feeds.
Dr. Van Inenam says there's a lot of benefits out there in the pipeline for livestock agriculture when it comes to GM crops, and that global harmonization on regulatory approvals is a key for their future success.
We are going to have more of these crops coming in the future, and there's just a potential for real trade disruptions, which of course is going to increase the cost of food, you know, everywhere, and you know, has real implications for food security. This was basically, as I mentioned, summary of research. We didn't actually perform any research, you know, experiment, if you will, ourselves. We just took the time to collate the data and have a look at that publicly available data, really done in response to a request from the Journal of Animal Science to have somewhere where there was just a review of all of the peer-reviewed data in one place so that we could have a discussion about some of these controversial studies in the context of what the weight of evidence says with regards to the feeding of genetically engineered crop to livestock populations.
Dr. Allison Van Inenam on the body of evidence that's out there that shows that genetically modified crops and the livestock feed that's produced from those crops is safe. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbors, want to remind you about the Apache Livestock Auction Special Replacement Female Sale they've got set for Saturday, November 1st, 11 a.m., Apache, Oklahoma. About 800 head total will be offered, including 400 AI'd heifers off the Nott Ranch. For information, you can call Bob Rodenberger at 405-641-8998, Greg Griffin at 918-306-1359. Apache Livestock Auction Special Replacement Female Sale coming Saturday, November 1st. That's your Beef Buzz, Ron Hayes Radio, Oklahoma Network.